Every day there are thousands of disappointments. Small ones, big ones. They can start to build on you. We all know what it's like, the stress, the frustration, the rage. Where do you put it? How do you release? Our reporter Dustin Dwyer found someone in West Michigan with a new business that's trying to help.
I'm in the car with Dawn Levian on an errand, and she's telling me how this whole business got started one frustrating night with a post she made to a Facebook group.
And I had posted asking if anybody knew of any place like this kind of business, but I didn't know directly what I was looking for. Someplace to go and release, to let go.
Someone in the comments told her about this thing she'd never heard of before. A kind of business that started in Asia, but was quickly popping up all across the U.S. Except there wasn't one yet where she lived, here in West Michigan.
And then just, like, literally the next morning told my husband we're opening a business, and I think he looked at me like, uh-huh, sure. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm doing this.
She was obsessed. She started spending every spare minute researching, preparing. The idea, she says, it just grabbed her. And it's hard to explain why. But it's like, she says, you know, if you're at the store or something and a person asks, how are you today? And you know you're just supposed to say, I'm good.
But what if you're not good? And then what do you do with those feelings? And how do you handle them?
And so the idea is, what if there's a place where you can let it out? Levian takes me back to the office of her new business. She unloads that day's new inventory, a tall black garbage bag full of empty liquor bottles. She washes them. She leads me upstairs where she has more inventory, hundreds of bottles, glasses, plates, all carefully organized on shelves. All of it ready to be smashed. Levian's business, her obsession, it's called Break Room Therapy. Another name for this type of business is a rage room. It's a place where people come to let their feelings out and just break some stuff. I watched one weekend session with a group of young people who came through. They used aluminum bats, hammers, even a cricket bat to destroy two baskets worth of Levian's inventory. Afterward, I talked to Jessica Acklin.
I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot, actually.
You like smashing things as much as you thought you would, or you like smashing things more than you thought you would?
I like smashing things as much as I thought I would.
Levian says the majority of her customers are women. Now, as a woman, she says she knows why. Out in the world, men are the ones who get to be angry.
But I think women keep it in because we're the ones that always have to hold everything together, but we still deal with stuff too.
Here is one place they can let it out. Break Room Therapy is the second rage room in Michigan, and Levian claims the 17th in the U.S. And yes, we have to say this is not actual therapy. Dawn Levian is not a medical professional, but she is someone who cares a lot. And she puts that care into this space. And people do find it helpful. Levian tells me about one client who came through.
During her session, she started crying. Then she stopped and sat down on the floor. And I'm like, is she okay? And all of a sudden, I went to the window and knocked on and asked her if she was okay. And she said, I thought I was angry. I just found out I'm sad. And I'm like, are you okay? She was like, actually, I'm better now than I was before I came.
And when it's all over, the customer leaves the room, closes the door behind them. All the shattered bits of what they destroyed cover the floor. And then Dawn Levian, with the help of her husband, gets out the brooms and the dustpans, and they clean up so the room can be ready for the next person. I'm Dustin Dwyer.